Icalelo Supreme Court esebenzise Pennsylvania lithi uMongameli Donald Trump labanye bakhe behlulekile ukuveza ubuqili elithi benziwa libandla lamademokrasi kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa endaweni le lapho uMnumzana Joseph Biden anqobe khona uTrump ngamavoti afika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 80,000. Abahluli becaleleli bavumelene izolo ukuthi akulalutho kudaba oluphanyekwe nguTrump lebandla lama-Republicans elokuthi kulahlwe amavoti afika izigidi ezimbili 2 million abantu abavota ngeposo ikakhulu abakubandla lamademokrats. Ibandla lama-Republicans beselimise okwesikhatshana ukuba kuqhubekele phambili ukulungiselela ukukhetha abantu abaziwa ngokuthi ngama-electors abaza kuya e-Washington DC uyakhetha umongameli okusemthethweni. UTrump usezame ukuguqula impumela yokhetho lolu ezabelweni ezishiyeneyo esithi amademokrats acila kukhetho lolu, kodwa imithethwandaba endaweni eziningi ithi akulalutho olutshengisa ukuthi ukhetho lolu lwaphekwaphekwa libandla leli. Ababukele okwenzakalayo bathi uTrump ubecabanga ukuthi uzathola elinye ithuba lokuba abuse kule Melika, kodwa ukhe phansi ngoba abantu abaningi basola indlela abuse ngayo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2016. UMnumzana Busani Mbusontini odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala eNew York uthi uBiden uselungiselela ukungena esikhundleni loba uTrump edosela muva.
I-democracy sisebenza indlela okumele isebenza ngakho, akusekho lelo okunye angakwenza ngoba usevumile ukuthi hhayi uyavuma ukuthi i-transition iqhubekele phambili. Sizabona ukuthi abantu bakhe aba-current abasebenza lase-White House sebenza labantu e-transition ka-president-elect uBiden. So akusekho vele asengakwenza okunye khathesi nxa usefuna ukuvala abantu amehlo eyisebenza izinto ezingalunganga ngendlela. Ngathesi ngabona inkabele akuzaconsultatha ngayo amavikini abuyayo esebenza ama-pardon.
Uthi kusobala ukuba uBiden uthole amavoti amaningi elizweni lonke jikelele, njalo lama-electoral votes adlula okumele umuntu awazuze nxa ezangena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Umuntu kumele nxa ukuthi ewine kuzamele awine i-popular vote kumbe aluse i-popular vote, kodwa as long ethole i-270 electoral votes. So ungakhangela laphana uGerald Clinton wawina i-popular vote kodwa waluza lokho kuthiwa i-electoral vote, ama-representation la esikhuluma ngawo. So lo nyaka I think it's the first time in a long time ukuthi wakhona umuntu awine i-popular vote njalo awine i-electoral vote. So uBiden uwine kokubili, kodwa siyabona ukuthi uTrump yena uthi hayi kwakula ma-vote laphana.
UMnumzana Peter Ngwenya laye uthi okwenzakala eMelika kuveza ukuba imithetho isebenza ngemfanelo.
Into enhle nge-America nje i-democracy iyasebenza, akukhetheleki nje ukuthi umbani obusayo. Mbani obusayo abakhaleli muntu, bakhalela nje ukuthi nawe usebenze. Kusho ukuthi kungumsebenzi lapha, unikeza umsebenzi. I-constitution yawo inhle kabi, siyayibongela ngathi iyagcwala nje amazwe wonke.
UMnumzana Philip Gawule okubanja le-ZANU PF uthi okwehlele uTrump akufani nalokho okwehlela owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe ngokhetho olwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2008 lapho anqotshwa nguMorgan Tsvangirai owayekhokela ibandla le-MTCT.
Olwe-America uBiden uwinile nje okusegcekeni, kodwa lwana uTrump uthi ukhetho luphitshelezele. Yiko umehluko khona omuntu nowinileyo okusegcekeni njengo popular vote electoral vote yonke uBiden ube winile, unlike laphana contesta lo Mrs. Clinton lapho owawina khona uClinton popular vote wase ziwa ku electoral college yamavote electoral college. So umehluko ukhona laphana Mugabe waye kwakungela wina lapha, iwina ayingekho. Khathesi kuyachiyana kakhulu ne-America le, kulaphana kwakungalawina, yile qiniso likhona lelo.
Okwamanje uTrump ukhangelelwe ukuba uzakhankasa eGeorgia lapho kulabantu abancintisana kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale le-Senate. Ucele ukuba kubalwe kutsha amavoti esabelweni lesi anqotshwe khona uBiden. Indawo le ibisile minyaka eminingi ibanjwe libandla lama-Republicans.